Dear children, I am Velukudi Krishnan here. I wish you a great Deepavali. Let me share a few thoughts with you about this festival Deepavali. The meaning of this word Deepavali is a row of lights, a row of Deepam, an array of Deepam. We need light to see anything. When we enter our home, we first switch on the light. We are able to see everything. If the light is dim, then there is no clarity for us. We wait for better light. So light plays an important role in our lives. The most important source of light is Surya, the sun god. You might be aware that Sriman Narayana resides in Surya. He is Surya Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana. You might have recited this shloka, Dheya Sada Savitri Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana. Savita is also Surya. So effectively, although sun god gives us light, he receives that power from none other than Sriman Narayana. So the source of light is Narayana. Narayana paro jyotihi, Narayana param brahma, Narayana paro jyotihi. So Narayana is jyoti, the light. Let me go a step further. Till now, I have talked about physical light, the common light. But in spirituality, light means knowledge and further wisdom. What we all need is not only a common lamp or a light, but spiritual knowledge and wisdom. That is the real light. That's the permanent light. Lights at home may wither away, may be fused. But knowledge and wisdom are here for permanency. Sriman Narayana is the giver of that spiritual knowledge. When knowledge matures, it's wisdom. So when we talk of Deepavali, it is nothing but abundance, opulence of spiritual knowledge. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Jnanagni Dagdha Karmanam. Our past deeds, they may be bad even, they are all burnt by the light, by the fire of wisdom. So dear children, we have a glorious festival to gain wisdom, to become devoted to Sriman Narayana. You may be wondering, how is a festival connected to spirituality? That's the greatness, that's the glory of Sanatana Dharma, Hinduism. Me, the individual, I'm alone. Take a triangle. One point, one corner of the triangle is the individual, whether it's you or me. There is another corner to it, the society. We belong to this society. We have a culture. We live in a community. You go to school, you go to college. You have a family. You have a larger family, these all form part of society. The third corner is Bhagavan, the Almighty. All these three must work together. I cannot be away from the society. Similarly, I cannot be away from God. God holds to him the individual and the society. The society is indebted to God and receives some benefit from the individual. So this triangle is well knit. This triangle is closely held. Me, the individual, the cultured society, and the God. How did our rishis, our preceptors, join all the three corners? Festivals, rituals are the lines that join these three corners. By a festival, I am connected to the society. Don't you visit your friends today, your elders? You prostrate before them. You seek their blessings. You go to acharyas. So through a festival, you get connected to the society. Similarly, this Deepavali is a festival which was pleaded by Narakasura. Lord Krishna killed Narakasura, but fortunately when he died, he pleaded to Krishna, "Can my day of death hereafter be celebrated by everyone?" When wicked got dispelled, when the wicked was removed from the society, let the society rejoice. Krishna blessed it. And so, this Chaturdashi, the 14th day, is celebrated as Deepavali. You now know how it got related to God. So it is God who blessed this day. And this day I go to temple. I am related to him. I relate to him. I visit my elders. I relate to them. All the three are connected. So the three dots of this triangle, they are all connected. Similarly, for every festival, we three get connected. If the three are in the right place, if they are all connected, then we lead a pious life. There's no anger. We know what sacrifices. We know to live for others. We know that every single action, every ritual, every festival is related to God. I am a part and parcel of God as well as society. So I owe many things to them. I am not alone. When I feel that I am not alone, then I am not scared. There is no fear on this earth. When I feel I am a part of this society, then I feel I am responsible to give something to this society. When I feel I am the servant of God and I am related to him, then I know that I am devoted to him. So I must serve him. I must act as per his wish. So this is the way our preceptors, our acharyas related all three of us. And of course, by the blessings of God. So now you know the significance of a festival and what should you do on this day. Of course, it's all crackers to you. But that's not the only thing. To do puja, to thank God, to thank our rishis who have written this history, to thank all our acharyas, to prostrate before your elders, get their blessings, have a good meal, and that too after offering to God. Say shlokam sarv Krishna, recite his nama, chant his namams. These are all certain simple things which please us Sri Krishna. I am sure you will know more about these festivals in the days to come. Be happy. Enjoy Deepavali. హ్యాపీ దీపావళి.
இந்த என் பணி ஆடியோவை உங்களுக்காக வழங்கியவர் வேலுக்குடி ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணன் சுவாமி. இந்த ஆடியோவை தினமும் உங்கள் மொபைலில் பெற கிஞ்சித் என் பணி KINCHITENPANI என்ற ஆப்பை கூகுள் பிளே ஸ்டோரிலோ அல்லது ஆப்பிள் ஐ ஸ்டோரிலோ டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ளவும். தினந்தோறும் இது போன்ற உபன்யாசங்களை கேட்டு மகிழவும்.